This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's the 8th of November, and if you'd like to kick back after a long day's work and enjoy a cocktail, then you might be interested to know that on this date in 1789, Elijah Craig first distilled bourbon whiskey from corn in Bourbon, Kentucky. He was a Baptist preacher in Virginia before he became a capitalist entrepreneur with his distillery. And as the inventor of whiskey, he aged the distillation in charred oak casks. Also, shortly after the female telephone operators unit was newly established, it was on this date in 1917 that a telephone company decided to place an advertisement seeking those army telephone operators. Not only was it well received, but by the spring of 1918, nearly 7,600 had applied for the position, of which only 500 could get it. To qualify, applicants had to be fluent in French, obviously have some knowledge on how to operate a switchboard, and to be in, quote, good physical condition. And potential candidates were also put through rigorous psychological testing to see if they could handle the pressure of the position that potentially required answering and sending messages at a rapid pace. Oh, by the way, women were needed because their fingers could fit in the holes for dialing, and they had a much better temperament than the boys that had been originally tried. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.